coming into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time. I welcome you. I pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning in via the World Wide Web, I'm so grateful that you care to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using the radio apps with your phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for your consistency. The meaning of the inner circle is always intended to exalt the oneness of existence, the divinity of existence, to remind us that we are dwelling in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that there is inherent purpose in being that has nothing to do with being masters of capitalism. Has nothing to do with how much fame and fortune you are acquiring. It is not about our being in a place where we try to get as much trophy and as much fame and as much money as we possibly can, but it is school for those of us, all of us, who are in the courses of Earth residency, where we are responsible for learning how to respect the laws that govern existence itself, the laws that govern our own being, and learning how to be lawful, caring, to be in the order of existence itself, being ordered by the laws of existence itself, so that we are able to truly benefit, to be in a place where we are consistently applying ourselves to the enhancements, the edification, the upliftment, the enrichment of our own bodies, hearts, minds, souls, and spirits, to the glory of the lineages that we represent, and to the very intelligence that beats our heart, breathes us, and is the fabric of existence itself. We're in and out moment that requires us to really go deep and reach high, to stand in the integrity of our own authenticity, to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us that we care to shine, we care to be radiant, we care to be brilliant in the laws of our being, to consciously accept the divinity of ourselves as opposed to our accepting sinfulness as our nature, accepting being fallible as the tenets of being human, to come to a point and place where we are willing to really rewrite our now moment so that we're not creating greater tragic debts with fate. The travesty and the tragedy of our now moment is that we have so many ones who take a responsibility to bring forward children into the world without understanding what the purpose of existence is, without ever really coming to that place within themselves where they've fully committed to the laws of life itself, so that the children don't get the benefit of having the examples of those who are harmonized within the light and the wisdom and the intelligence of existence. And everybody's in a place and space where we are impacted and affected by what we don't know, impacted and affected by what other ones are consciously trying to inflict and impose upon us that is not the truth, is not what is real. We have to come to a point and place where we care for the clarity, where we care to be completely cleared of the violations and adulteration, to come to a point where we are willing to be forgiven, to be forgiving, to release and let go of our shame, our guilt, the blame, and all of those things that are negatively impacting us so that it becomes blockage and obstruction to our greater good and our greater growth and our unfolding and expansion as conscious beings, as living, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is existence itself. We should be in a mindset where we really care to reverse the issues that are crystallizing in our tissues so that the corporate deities of death are not able to consistently and continuously generate millions and millions and trillions of dollars in the perpetuation of their poisons. And just because people don't die right away from the ingestion of the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame laden, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of this stuff does not mean that it is not detrimental to ourselves. provided that we can't to literally honor ourselves and ourselves, and to realize that that is the first line of defense when you are under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, where other ones are making being out of alignment with the laws and governors, making it seem like it's cheap, it's so popular, everybody's doing it, so we want to do it too. And I'm saying we have to come to a point where we're willing to protect our children from the ditches and valleys of degradation, protect our children from dwelling in the valley of the shadow of death, protect our children from being undermined by those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth. But when you are apparently the issue, that you are undermining your children, then understand you are scheduling a tragic date with fate for them. And the sisterhood has to come to a point where it matters to us what we're doing within ourselves, to ourselves, so that we are able to do what we are chosen to do as the perpetuator of our lineages, so that we are not a detriment to our children, nor are we a detriment to our lineages. And we can come to a place where we are able to reverse these issues. We are able to really move forward in a progressive way when we have an understanding and an understanding as to what progress really is. But to think that the progression lies in our continually to build boxes sky high for people to live in congestion and constipation in the roadways, and then you're creating congestion and constipation in the blood, in the tributaries where the blood flows, you are creating blockage and obstruction to the greatness of the lineages that we should function in the integrity of. We are in a now moment where we are being called to the truth, called to the light, called to rise, called to be in a place where we are no longer complicit and complacent with our own annihilation, that we are consciously daring to walk in the integrity of the essence of ourselves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence and absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that intelligence, male or female, the progenitor or the perpetuator of lineages, do not kill themselves, and the children of lineages, we do not do that. And I know that there are so many ones who are grieving right now, trying to turn the grief into a celebration, the grief of the sorrow of all of these babies who are being taken out prematurely. And I can't tell you how many ones I've seen who are never, ever the same after losing their children to gun, gang violence, death, whatever. We have to come to a point and place where we are living to make a difference in this world. To come to a point where it really matters how we're showing up. To come to a point and place where we are willing to accept the duty, obligation, and responsibility to blaze in the light of this absolute and supreme presence, to make it ours so that we are able to secure our lineages in a gloriously rising destiny and the fulfillment of the will of God, the ways of God, the laws of God, and the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government upon the planet, so that we are literally creating heaven on earth. And so for where we are right now, and for wherever you are in this process of unfolding, realization, revelation, epiphanies, clarification, I'm encouraging you to make commitments to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are, to be in a place where we understand that we have no leverage in a system that's intended to make sure we have no leverage over it, that we feel helpless, we feel hopeless, that we are always looking at the situation and the circumstances, the degradation, the disenfranchisement, the dissatisfaction, the disgust, the discontent that hold this frequency, that we are discouraged by it. That we do not see the light at the end of the tunnel, nor do we see the light that is ever present, all pervasive, filling all spaces, because the condition of our blood and our body temples is going to lay foundation for our perspective, our perception, and how we see. And it is in the seeing that we have an opportunity to have a rightful standing and understanding and understanding with that which allows us to stand absolutely, and for our caring to realize that this is where we have the greatest opportunity to live the greatest life, is when we care to be rightly aligned with that which sees in the being. This still moment requires us to understand that a system based upon capitalization, if the people themselves were oriented towards exalting life, then we could create a whole other frequencies of talents, skills, abilities, and not just capitalizing, but truly cultivating and utilizing and the genius and the ingenuity and the talents towards the wellness, towards the wholeness, towards the good and the greatness of existence itself, that all beings are intelligences of existence, and even those ones who have been tampered with and bred and different species that have been cultivated specifically for human consumption, even with all of that that goes on, these are still intelligent creatures, intelligent enough to love their lives, intelligent enough to feed and know their food, excrete their waste, know their kind, perpetuate themselves, and be able to respond correctly and directly when they sense that their lives are threatened. But those ones who are in the slaughterhouses, those ones who are in the feedlot, those ones who are kept in captivity, born in captivity, maintained and sustained in captivity, and suffer all manners of abuses and whatnot, their spirits are filled with the pain and anguish and frustration and whatnot, now that we see that mirrored in the lives of the people who feed off of them. And these are the ones who become gang members. These are the ones who become rapists and violators and bank robbers and thieves, and those who were never fed fruits, vegetation, herbs, water, and whatnot. They were fed the flesh of dead animals, the white sugar, the Kool-Aid, all of this garbage. These are the ones that we have created. See, there were no ghettos, and there were no niggers, and there were no crackers, and there were no cheats, and there was not none of that. They were only intelligences of existence that were refilled with all manners of intelligence, all talents, skills, and abilities, and the bastardization and usurpation that is taking place at the cellular level because of the capitalization, because they are those who feel as though that the body of aware and the things they care. You understand that they feel like they can do any goddamn one thing to anybody at any time, and there are consequences. And I'm saying no, there is no way for them not to come back and bite you in the behind, because the bottom line is that the judgment has been issued and you have been condemned to death. And being condemned to death does not mean that you should not be working towards some salvation in spite of and in light of it. Because we are able to shift and change, to repent and be healed, to be whole. There's no reason for us to continue to dwell in the ditches and valleys of degradation when we have the opportunity to come into the light of salvation and deliverance from it all. And being in a place where we are creating detriment, you know, and it's so sad to see that we have everything available to us, and we'll throw ourselves away in the acquisition of things.
compassionate loving of our children so that we are able to love the things. And it is really in our loving, our honoring, our exalting, our right alignment with the virtues of character and to be virtuous, to be integrous, to be highly ethical and highly moral, to be in a place and space where we are willing to use everything towards the greater good, to serve the greatness and the goodness of everything and everybody, to understand how the laws work. And when you have a wholehearted effort and make a wholehearted effort to give that which needs to be given so that there is a fullness, a betterment, an enhancement in the hearts and the minds and the spirits of the people, as opposed to you feeling entitled to be able to manufacture and create things that are detrimental, whether it's the pharmaceuticals, the drugs, the programming. And so we're in a now moment that requires us to care like we've never cared before, to get to a point in place where not caring is just not acceptable. Not rising is not acceptable. Not flipping the script so that we have an understanding and understanding that we have the opportunity to truly participate with the establishment of the eternal order. We have the opportunity to participate with the resurrection and the reorientation of those of us who are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. We have the opportunity to stand on behalf of those who could not, who would not, who were struck down, assassinated, annihilated, and kept from coming into the world. We, who are living in this now moment, have the opportunity to be fully participatory with the resurrection of us as a global humanity. Why would we not care to participate? And the frivolousness of your day-to-day activities, doing nothing that really matters, and then undermining yourself, and then you'll complain when these ones that have no regard for you, no respect for you, will run you down in the streets at your rallies and whatnot, put you in a place and space where you are yelling, guilty and offensive, but then you take no responsibility to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, and revitalized. This is the path of our liberation and our resurrection. Nobody, regardless of what doctor they are, regardless of what they've done, how many books they've written, what kind of audiences they've had, they have never, ever created a greater way than loving the Creator with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, consciously daring to live, to be an honor and a glory to the lineages that we represent. They have not created a greater way than honoring the integrity of our own being, our own cellular functioning, putting ourselves in a place and space where they are optimally functioning because we have sense enough to breathe deeply and drink water and do the herbs and do the clays and eat that which is fruit and vegetation and everything else that can be on shelves indefinitely, from the beef jerky to all of the freeze-dried this and the salmon that and all of this stuff. Why would you all continue to feed off the flesh of dead animals and all of this stuff when you are hearing the voice on behalf of our resurrection give you the keys to that which is liberation of your own soul? You have to care, because your care will help transcend and transmute everything into your greater good. Your caring will activate your spirit to the degree to which the spirit that is you in that body is greater than the chemicals and the worms and the maggots and the parasites and all of their waste and all of that filth, that you are able to still call upon the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the voice of God, and care to be who you are as a child of God, and to know that your right is to be right, your right is to be corrected, your right is to exalt the light, and that is what we have to do if we will be saved from the devastation of degradation and violation and adulteration, to come to a point and place where we are 100%, 150%, 200% committed. our resurrection. There's no way now that you're going to be really respected as an intelligent person when you love killing yourself, anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, and whatnot. And there's so many wives that are just following that same path, don't have a clue as to the cancers they're creating, the heart disease they're creating, the strokes, and the other diseases that are going to ravage their nice, firm, fine, beautiful bodies. And at some point, there'll be nothing of them left. And so our now moment is pregnant with opportunity to come into the awesome frequency of love, to accept the correction that is ours to accept after having followed those who are wrong. To reverse this pattern of continuing in the progression of errors. And to know that the laws are in full effect. We get what we ask for. We get what we apply ourselves to, consciously or unconsciously. But to be in a place where you are undermining yourself and filling your body up with that which is going to create nothing but filth, so that it poisons your bloodstream, and when your bloodstream is poisoned, then your capacity to think is distorted. And that's what we're seeing in terms of the trigger-happy policemen and those who feel entitled to kill, those who feel entitled to oppress and suppress and rape and violate, those who feel entitled to enslave little girls and young women in the fulfillment of base desires for sex. Those who are the pedophiles. In fact, we have to come to a point and place where we care to be in the integrity of the truth of ourselves. And yes, the traps here in this realm are the traps of sensuality, where you can't control your desires and your appetites. And see, that's what the desire for flesh does. Puts you in a position where it becomes very difficult to control your urges. And not only is it difficult to control your urges, then you begin to have such perverse urges. And we have the opportunity to transcend it, to claim our lives, to claim our divinity. And whatever our experiences have been, they are experiences. Our experiences, conditions, and situations are not our truth. But our greatest leverage and our greatest wealth and our greatest prosperity and our greatest opportunity to leave the earth as living beings and to avoid the calamity of death and being trapped and suffocated in bodies filled with filth to the degree to which you cannot activate any of your energy center cells or glands so that the spirit can truly get out of the body alive. We have the opportunity now to really care about how we're living, because how we're living is going to lay foundation for how we're leaving or not. This is our time to dwell in the reality of our inherent blessedness as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. To learn how to pray without ceasing and loving it with our whole bodies, hearts, minds, lives, so that we are caring to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and vivified, so that true spirit of the living gods and goddesses are being completely re-enthroned in our temples. And we have the opportunity Christians, the culture. Ungodliness and saintliness. A culture that reverences, respects life itself. And this is really the real foundation of what real success upon the planet is, because those who are committed to death are most certainly coming towards it. And death will take you over. And after a while, all of the death industries would have killed all of those who would have partaken of the death, and they would all be dead. Hallelujah. We need to come to a point where we care to be the living ones, the loving ones, the exalted ones, the eternal ones, the immortal ones. This is our time. You're into, and I'm leading our minister, Minister Sadama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are not familiar with me, I'm the regular producer and host, The Meeting of the Inner Circle. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, they are always appreciative of your support. Anytime I come to the airwaves, I am always coming with a full heart to remind us of how blessed we are. Blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, and the one to remind us that we will never have anything greater than each beat of our heart and every breath that we take. And for every step that we make, wherever we are, wherever we go, however we travel, we are always in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are dwelling in the reality of eternity upon this spaceship, Mother Earth, who is a living being. And it's so important for us to realize what day and time and timelessness we're living in, because it matters that we are properly oriented and rightly aligned with life itself, because there are no forces, no bosses, no agendas, no missions, no corporate entities or deities that can outthink the intelligence of existence, outplan it, outplat it, outlive it, outlove it, outlast it. So you and I are wise if we take the time to get cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we walk in the integrity of the ones that we truly are, as these points of its own very presence. And it's essential that we realize that for all of the books that have been written, a good book is a book that really inspires us, uplifts us, reminds us of the divinity of our being, and gives us insight and inspiration to align ourselves properly with the laws that ensure our success upon the planet. There is that which is fiction. There are all manners of those who write, and we are able to soar in the wings of our imagination one way or the other. But now is the time for us to really have an image and to take time to really get still and see ourselves whole, body, hearts, minds, lives, and souls, to understand that right now the waters are warming, the ice is melting, the storms are brewing, the fires are burning, the volcanoes are activating, that there is trouble in paradise as a result of the ill thoughts and the ill will of those who feel entitled to subjugate, dominate, violate, oppress, suppress, and then those who are complicit and complacent with their own oppression. And so coming to a point and place where we are realizing that everything and everybody is conscious of something, and that our right alignment with the laws that govern us and our caring to have leverage over a system that is a death culture, in the sense that we have been religiously trained and supported and miseducated to think that death is the natural culmination, finality, inevitability, destiny, and fate of everything or everybody. And I'm the one to remind us that their books say that the wages of sin is death, and that there was ones and ones who've come to say that if we live a certain way, we would have eternal life. But eternal life is the gift, and that's something that we have already been given. But we are in this realm of corporeality, materiality, physicality, where there have been traps set for us, where there are minds that can explode at any time in our faces, because we have to come to a point where we're discerning. And so there are traps, and there are these games that people play and have you thinking that life is a game, when life is the gift. And life is the greatest wealth and prosperity that we will ever have. And to be killing ourselves on behalf of materiality or sensuality or sexuality or whatever is not wise, because we will never, ever gain a greater glory and good than what we already have in the opportunity to align ourselves with that which is absolute. And so I encourage us to realize that there is a condemnation and judgment that has already been issued upon the world, and there is a difference between the world and the earth. And the earth will continue to go. She will continue to spin. She will continue to grow. She will continue to cleanse and do whatever is necessary towards her own greater good, just as our bodies try to do what is in its own best interest. And so in this now moment, under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, as is evidence in the pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, degradation, defamation, sickness, illness, all of this. And we have the opportunity to step out of it as our demonstration of our knowing what the real issues are. But to think that just getting up and going to work every day and generating enough cash flow to pay your utilities and to have a few things is the fulfillment of life, then we know that that has gotten old. Some of us have been working since we were teenagers, and now here we are 40, 50 years later with high blood pressure, gout, goiters, and all manners of things. And I'm just saying it's as a result of there being an agenda to make sure that people are prospering towards the detriment of other ones. But there is in truth no prosperity at the detriment of other ones, because there's literally only one absolute and supreme intelligence that is the background, foreground, causation, beginninglessness, endless, and that which beats our hearts and breathes us. So that's part of the learning that we have here, part of that which allows us to truly mature in being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. So under a system of divisiveness, we have to realize that we cannot be divided within ourselves and have leverage over a system that's trying to make sure that we have no leverage, a system that's trying to make sure that we're faithless and we're helpless and we're hopeless and we are anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, and filling ourselves up with that which has no nutritional value because it's fun. And so we're in this now moment that requires us to care, to reach deep within the cells of ourselves, to be cleared and cleansed from the violation that has been charged upon our blood through our ingesting and trying to digest that which is indigestible and should not have been consumed in the first place in the form of the flesh of dead cows, dead pigs, dead chickens, dead turkeys, dead fish, dead lobster, dead crab, whatever, and however it's packaged, the fact that it is the flesh and carcass of somebody that lived, an individual presence of an absolute and supreme presence, regardless of whether it had four legs or claws or whatever, the issue is that we were told not to kill. And that foundational law of existence and the breach of it, the disregard of it, the violation of it becomes charged upon our blood, and it's very difficult to feel good about ourselves when we are in violation of the very laws that govern us. And so right now we have the opportunity to reclaim our lives, to reclaim our health, to reclaim the integrity of the truth of who we are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, to be rightly oriented in realizing that Earth residency is actually school, and we should be graduating with flying colors, with the essence of ourselves, and realize that whatever we've acquired, whatever we've possessed, whatever we work towards and work for, it is truly the enhancement and the substantiation of the essence of ourselves that we will take with us as a result of how well we loved and how well we earned and learned and applied the lessons that we learned from our daily classrooms of situations and circumstances, conditions and relationships and love affairs and all of the things that we've endured and created. The issue is, who are we becoming? And to be very astute students of life itself. And so you and those of us who dwell upon this planet in this now moment should be some of the most powerfully gifted, talented, and the agents of progression of our lineages, that we should really be rightly oriented in knowing that our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to exalt life. To be in a place and space where we are uncompromising about the integrity with which we live, and to understand that the fulfillment of the law is love, and love is the harmony of existence itself. And regardless of where we go upon the planet and what form the intelligence of existence may take, everything responds to love. And we have to begin to embrace it as that which is law in order for us to truly be successful, because those who are initiating the global initiative of depopulation genocide are in violation of the primary laws of existence in not loving, in not exalting the full life's urge, in feeling entitled to violate and usurp and bastardize and control and desecrate and defile. And so in this now moment, as we have the moments to take time to listen and partake of the intellectual property, the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the gifts, the light and wisdom, the teachings of so many ones, we have to take it beyond the intellectualization of these concepts and philosophies and theologies and doctrines and all of that, to come to a point and place where we are literally having an understanding and an understanding of how to really recreate ourselves and to lay foundation for the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light. Because there is nothing that is truly guaranteed success upon the planet, except for the reorientation, the restoration, the revitalization, and the resurrection of this fallen humanity, so that we, who may be the remnants, have the opportunity to really hold the light, to bear the light, to be the light, to exalt the light, for the light is the only sovereignty possible over the darkness, the sickness, the oblivion, the gloom, to realize that our doing our daily due diligence in terms of our clearing, cleansing, purifying, and consciously caring to be renewed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to understand that the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning, so that the methodology of our liberation has to happen at the cellular level. And so it matters that we care to be correct. It matters that we are exalting a full life surge. It matters that we are respecting the right of other beings to have the right to their lives, and will no longer feed upon the carcasses of slain and slaughtered and bastardized and usurped creatures. To understand that this is the foundation of all disease, is the defilement of the blood. For the spirit that we are is charged upon our blood, and no matter what we eat, if we lose too much blood or if our blood becomes sludge, then the quality of our lives is severely lessened. And to be miseducated and religiously trained and socialized to be in the path of adulteration, so that by 21 we were labeled adult, being short for adulterated, no longer what the Creator intended. And so I am the voice on behalf of our liberation, our resurrection, the voice of our conscientiousness to realize that we're being called to rise. We're being called to empower ourselves, to be in a place where we are doing that which reverses the issues that may have started crystallizing in our tissues, to take time to realize that getting into the light of ourselves, the truth of ourselves, the divinity of ourselves, the high ethic and conscientiousness and care and high morals and integrity is how we are truly successful in this life, being in a place and space where you and I are completely harmonized in the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. To realize that our wholeness is not the same as holiness. But the wholeness is about 360 degrees of love, light, wisdom, and truth that allow us to be in the integrity of the peace and the power and the poise and the creativity and the awesome dynamic unfoldment and activation of our DNA and the conscious cultivation of our generational wealth, so that we are truly living honorably, integritously, reverently, respectfully, dutifully, on behalf of the lineages that we represent and all orders of humanity and humankind and every being upon the planet. And so, as so many ones are acknowledging that we're at the threshold of the Aquarian Age, and to understand that we should be the gifts, that we have so much to give, that this is our time, that we should not be in a place where we're filled with trepidation, inhibition, and fear about, well, you know, sister, you got to be up under the radar because you know that what they'll do to you, because you know they are going to meet an end to their living, because their living has been a violation to life itself. So we have to clean up. We have to really care to be harmonized. And this is for all orders of humanity and humankind, regardless of what hue of people we are. There is nobody that has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, or that which we refer to as God, to be the perpetuators and the legislators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. That we should have an inner standing and an understanding that a people who poison their children are a people who are destined to die. And we're now in a moment where we are exiting from the planet because of the judgment that has been issued in the world, that you cannot be the perpetuators of warfare and divisiveness and degradation and violation and molestation and rape and incarceration and all of that and then be prosperous. It's a delusion to think that there is some prosperity in working against the intelligence of existence itself, that now we are in a now moment where we have to care, to raise completely up, to stand up, to be who we are as the progenitor, the men, and the perpetuator, the wombed men of lineages of people, to understand that those of us who live now are the bridge between those who have come before us, those we have come through, those who are sharing this now moment of eternity with us, those who come through us, and those who've yet to come. And there is no work that we will do that is greater than standing in the greatness of the ones that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to care, to raise completely up on behalf of all of those who sacrifice. You cannot just give lip service to these people who sacrificed. These people have gotten to a point where they build monuments to men. They create museums which are like mausoleums in the sense that we kind of just hold movements and people frozen in time, but the people who are living are the living dead. This now moment in which we're living is our time to really come to a point where we really care to be in the fullness of who we are. And nobody can do for us what we are not willing to do for ourselves. There is no God or goddess anywhere that you can call upon for grace and salvation and this and that while you are still feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and whatnot. These are the weapons of mass destruction, and the food is the tool of oppression. And so it matters how we are oriented in this life. It matters that we care to really live fully. It matters that we care to master ourselves, to master our desires, to master our thoughts, to come to a point and place where we are choosing destiny and stepping off the path of adulteration that will end in a tragic date with fate. To realize that the destiny is the greatness of the people. The destiny is that which is the greater good as a result of people making the right decisions, having the right desire to be rightly aligned with the love of life, the laws of existence, and to consciously care to be loving in their being. In this now moment, while the waters are warming and the ice is melting, and the volcanoes are erupting, and the sinkholes are forming, and the fires are burning, and the storms are brewing, let us come to understand that the perfect peace and poise that we have opportunity to dwell in as a result of being cleared and cleansed and purifying our body temple so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses are completely re-enthroned in our temples as our reality. This is what truly constitutes a successful life, is being able to get off the planet alive. And they want us to think that can't nobody get out of this alive. So go for all the gusto you got and enjoy your dying, because there's no way to avoid it. You understand? And the lies have been told so many times, and we just regurgitate the lie and regurgitate the lie and regurgitate the lie. But now we have to regurgitate the poison that we've been given in the flesh of dead animals and all of that stuff that creates the cancer, the diabetes, the high blood pressure, the osteoporosis, the arthritis, the rheumatism, the gout, the lupus, the muscular dystrophy, the multiple sclerosis, the strokes, heart attacks, aneurysms, the AIDS, the cancer, all of these things. Understand that this is pandemic. And we have to do something about it, or else we will miss our opportunity to be the foundation of the progression of us as a humanity of people. And to miss ourselves is a missing indeed. There is no amount of money that we can beg, borrow, work for, or whatever that is greater than our having the wisdom to cultivate the wealth of ourselves and not to be a detriment to ourselves. To be a house divided against ourselves puts us in a place where we can be conquered. And to be conquered means that you were not in the integrity of the truth of who you are as the true spirit of the living God and Goddess. And so each and every day we have the opportunity to choose that which is going to be beneficial to us or not. You have the opportunity to think a greater thought, to be in a place and space where you're making greater commitments, to come to that point and place of repentance and resolve and commitment and recommitment to love the Creator with your whole body, heart, mind, with all your might, with all your soul, to come to a point and place where you understand that as men and womb men, the greatest thing we can do is to become the gods and goddesses that we were born to be, dwelling in this realm of eternity already in heaven. And coming to a place of conscious care and mindful activity that is about our creativity, our creating a better place for our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, and not allowing our power to be usurped by those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth. They may dress themselves up in fine garments and whatnot and eat in fancy restaurants and all of that, but nobody has power and authority over your life except you give it. In the governments of men, those who are the greedy ones, the selfish ones, the ones who have come to a point where they vie for selection and election to particular positions, and then they come out the positions and they continue to get paid. And so the government is just paying and paying and paying more and more and more of those who never properly serve these people. And we just have to come to a point and place where it matters to us to be in a mindset that we are cultivating the true wealth of ourselves, and knowing that when we are completely immersed in the love of existence, the laws of existence, that the love has much more power than the degradation. You understand that? When we are truly radiant in it, then we influence the waters and we influence the air. We influence all that is there because there's nothing but intelligence around us. And this is the reason why we are being poisoned, why we are being fed with all of this stuff that's creating and turning our blood into sludge, is so that we do not have the clarity of thought, the mindfulness, the faith, the confidence, the wisdom, the insight, the intuition, that we are no longer aligned with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients. We have become numbed and dumb to the power of the spirit worlds. We have believing and thinking that men are greater than the intelligence of existence, and that man's way is mandate and God's way is optional. And so I'm the one to remind us that men do not beat your heart and they don't breathe you. And that we're in a place and space where we should be properly respecting and reverencing the source of our being and the divinity of existence itself. And to come to a point and place where we are all right with being right in life. Because the right is being properly aligned with the forces of life. And life is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Just like the intelligence of existence that is the source of all of existence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And as such, we should be functioning as conscious immortals in the high ethic, uncompromising integrity. And these are the things that we have to strive for. They don't come naturally. We have to reach for it. We have to dig for it. We have to have the value for it in order to realize that this is the true success that gives us leverage over the scheme of those who would have us dwelling in the ditches and valleys of degradation and fear and helplessness and hopelessness, so that they can just go ahead and perpetuate whatever it is they want to perpetuate, because we're so busy distracted in our foolishness that we can't make a difference anyway. And so on behalf of the lineages that we represent, all of those who have come and gone and all of those who are at the crossroads, for those of you who are grieving for having, you know, because we have loved ones who are moving forward one way or the other in death or into the exalted spirit worlds, we have to come to a point and place where we realize that our daily living is literally providing the opportunity and the conditions by which we leave or not. And when the body temple is filled to overflowing with the acidity, the toxicity, the chemicals, the mucus, the parasites and organisms, and all of that, to the degree to which we have been rendered dysfunctional, our organs begin to fail and all of that, I think that there's a death that puts us in a place where you can't get out the body alive. And so getting cleared and cleansed means that, yes, you'll lose the weight, you'll lose the excess waste. You understand, but don't be feeling no way about being thin or being small, because small is the order of existence. It's concentrated presence of the absolute. It's atomic. And our right now moment is an eternal moment with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. We have to care to be whole. And this is a Dhamma.